Hi there, my name is Bee Bonner, and you're listening to Community Voices right here on NPR Illinois. Today, I am talking to Bisarat Haptis, Public Relations Manager at Capital Sound and Model. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So let's start off. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So as you know, my name is Bisarat Haptis, but a lot of people know me as Betsy. Fun fact, Betsy is actually my middle name, not a nickname, but my middle name. And I was born and raised in Springfield. I'm actually a UIS alum. I started modeling back in, you know, I started as a kid, but I didn't start seriously pursuing it until about 2014. And from there, it just kind of took off. So I would get opportunities and would network, and one thing led to the next. And eventually that led to me getting the opportunity with Capital Sound.
Why did you decide you wanted to get into modeling?
You know what? Modeling was never something that I was really interested in doing. But like, you know, there's that stereotype. If you're tall and skinny, they're like, hey, have you ever thought about modeling? I'm like, I don't know. I think it was just something I tried out. And then it was the right time for me. It definitely helped to like not only build confidence, but it helped me to like learn a lot of things about like the business and the industry and also the networking. And I think it helped me to flourish like as an individual. So to answer your question, it wasn't really a choice. It just kind of, it was just something that made sense at the time.
And have you been able to travel a lot? Tell us about some of the different jobs and things you've gotten through modeling.
Sure. So with modeling, I was based in the Midwest for a long time. And although like I was based at home in Springfield, I was traveling to a lot of places in the Midwest, Chicago, Indianapolis. I actually got my feet wet in Indiana. Another fun fact, Indianapolis, Indiana has like a really nice fashion scene. Like I wasn't aware. They have a fashion week. They have a lot of different designers and opportunities there. And so that's where I really learned like how to become a model. And then from there, it took off and I got opportunities in Chicago, New York, Paris, Los Angeles.
So what are you kind of doing now in the modeling world, considering COVID-19 and everything going on?
Now I do a lot more work behind the scenes. I've since transitioned. Sometimes I might do a show or a shoot, but I'm more so doing like event production or even taking on clients and helping them with like creative direction and building their brands and their looks.
Why is that something you like doing?
I enjoy it because I enjoy helping people accomplish their goals and achieve whatever it is that they desire, like their passions. And I'm definitely the kind of person who, if I'm able to assist, I like to do that. I'm definitely a team player. And so it brings me joy to like help bring people along the way.
And what is something that modeling has taught you?
Ooh, a lot. With modeling, like I've learned so much, not only about like confidence. So one thing about modeling, the first thing they tell you is don't take it personally. Like you've got to have thick skin, even though it's consistently like a personal attack. So if you go to a casting call, I mean, they're looking at you from head to toe, your hair, your teeth, how you pose, what your body is like. And although like they're evaluating every physical personal characteristic, don't take it personally, because at the end of the day, they're just trying to fulfill whatever objective they're looking for at that moment.
That's awesome. And then moving on, let's talk about Capital Sound. How did you get involved with them?
So with Capital Sound, I was actually a longtime fan. Capital Sound has been around since 2007, so 13 years now. And I would try to catch their shows whenever I really knew about them or had the availability. I happened to go to a show back in 2017 and just came to enjoy the music and ended up meeting the music director. And we had a conversation. And with that conversation, I had essentially had expressed how I love the band. I enjoy their shows, but it's really hard to catch them. Whether you would go on like social media or maybe try to catch them in the Illinois Times, it would just be hard to catch up with the band. And so he had shared with me that it's tough to manage like the music and the business. Like as a creative, it's just a lot for one to do. I mean, you already have so much going on musically, to handle like that business portion can be overwhelming. And so from that conversation, I had offered my assistance. We had a meeting and then from there it took off.
So what's your favorite part about working with them, I guess, pre-COVID?
I would say my favorite part in working with Capital Sound is the fact that like each member in this band is genuinely an amazing person. Like the opportunity to work with like really good people is always awesome.
Have they been able to perform lately in Springfield? Is there anything coming up?
They have been able to perform. So during COVID, as we know, like within the first couple of months, everything was shut down. But then once they started opening up, I believe it was phase 3 with the outdoor activities, they were able to do a couple of shows then. With this upcoming transition, We do have a show scheduled for November 20th. It's a Friday night at the Curve Inn from 6 to 10 p.m. So that's currently on the books. Stay tuned to our social media website. Stay current on the updates with that.
So with all this going on, how do you find time to find balance in your life?
Ooh, that is a great question. I feel like in order to stay balanced, I have to stay proactive and organized. And I have to like make a conscious effort for not only self-care, but to make sure that I stay on top of all my tasks and duties. If not, then I mean, everything is just awry. And then here comes the stress and things not being handled.
Now, are you currently living in Springfield or are you in California? Because I noticed the time difference.
So I travel frequently. I do live in California, but I do travel frequently. I'm actually currently in Vegas right now.
Well, are you there for vacation? Are you there for work, if I may ask?
Sure. No, I wish it was a vacation. No, I'm here for work. I'm currently working on launching a boutique, a clothing boutique.
Did you get the passion for the boutique from working in modeling, or can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So this is actually a labor of love on behalf of my godmother. And so we're partnering together and launching a boutique called Tahai Design, which she named after her mother. It is a boutique that consists of Eritrean and Ethiopian clothing, some modern designs, and also some of the traditional clothing. And so with this launch, we actually have a product shoot planned for this weekend. And we're going to complete the full launch of the clothing line soon.
So does culture play a big part in your everyday work, like you talked about with the clothing line?
Yes and no. So when we speak about like my ethnic heritage a little bit, but then more so maybe culture of, I mean, African-American heritage, just being like a Black woman in the business and in the industry, that definitely plays a role every single day.
What are you most excited about with this upcoming boutique? That's something that's really, really big.
Honestly, I'm excited to present it to the people and give them like a new shopping experience and different pieces to shop from. I love the versatility of the designs. One thing that is rewarding yet challenging about this boutique is that she has over 300 custom pieces. And so when you get an item, it's either one of a kind, if not maybe a handful of those items are available, and everything is hand woven.
So how much time went into this, and did you see like a standstill because of COVID-19?
We definitely saw a standstill. So the boutique was in formation, if you will, back in, I think, 2017. And then I did a fashion show for my birthday last year. It was actually my 30th birthday. And so that was her first time like showcasing the clothes. And so from there, she wanted to create like a in-store boutique and also an online boutique. And so we were in the process of launching this back in April, actually. But because of COVID, we had to push it back. And so now we're working on launching the online store. And then hopefully we can start doing more in-store shopping. But yeah, with COVID, it definitely pushed it back about 8 months.
Well, I'm glad you're still being able to, you know, fully live that dream now. And I guess something else I would ask, how is working with family? I've never had the opportunity to do that. And I want to know, like, what's your experience?
Working with family is fun because it's cool to work with people who know you really well, who you guys have a lot in common, a lot of similarities, but then it can also be challenging too, because there's always a difference between working with a relative versus a third party.
And how can people in Springfield stay up to date with what you're doing with your boutique, with your modeling? Do you have any website for the boutique or anything you'd like to share?
I do. So the website for the boutique will be launched soon, but it is sahaidesign.com. And what you can do is if you're on Instagram, you can follow me on Instagram. It's just my name. At Basrat Haptis, and in my bio, you will find a link tree with all the different links to Capital Sound, to Tahai Design, to whatever current projects I have going on in upcoming events.
And finally, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Stay positive, be happy, and keep moving forward.